What were some of the insights that you gained from talking to me and realizing that there were some differences between how you thought your customers perceived you and how I was perceiving you?
Well, the biggest one was that what I said I was doing for my customers was only a part of the story. So basically, I was selling my services as, hey, I'll do a logo for you. Hey, I'll do a website for you. And I was never really talking about this definition, process, the whole background piece that I do.
It started with what you sent me. What do you call that?
The Define Your Difference branding worksheet. Previously, I had the story in my head that it would be really nice if all my customers would be good citizens and fill this out for me and help me get some background on their companies because then I could do a better job. Mm-hmm. But if somebody was really busy and couldn't do it, every once in a while I'd just charge ahead and start designing.
Right.
And those were always the projects that didn't work out.
Isn't that amazing? And why didn't you push them when they said, I'm just too busy? Why didn't you just say, then I'm not going to be able to work with you?
Well, I never really thought of my questionnaire as an integral part of my process.
There you go.
I just always thought, you know, hey, this is something that's really helpful and can make things better. But no other graphic designer really goes through anything this intensive. So why should I need it?
And my question to you, I guess, in part of my conversation with you now is, what value do you think that insight has in terms of your business moving forward?
Wow, a lot. A huge amount. Just in the weeks since we've had this conversation, it really wasn't that many weeks ago, I have drastically changed how I talk about my business, how I walk people through the sales process and close sales, mm-hmm. and the new way is much more effective. And I redesigned the homepage on my website to prominently feature a free download of the questionnaire by itself.
Cool.
Which has been a really good tool. A lot of people have downloaded it. Many of them have gone through it, filled it out, and then emailed it back to me to kind of continue in the process.
Great.
I've been able to take a lot more of a position of power in my business because before I didn't really feel like I understood where I was coming from or what was going on, you know, why I did what I did. And
right.
But now I really feel like I do bring something unique to the field. I have a process that really does work.
Right.
And now I have a lot more justification for putting my clients through their paces and making sure that this step gets addressed first.
And what was it that I did in this process? Because I want you to understand, because I think you're going to need to do the same kind of thing with the clients that you're talking about. What did I do in this process while you're in the course or in things that we've talked about? What was my contribution that helped you get past that?
That's a really good question. And I think it was a combination of factors. I think it was that in the course, you really stressed the fact that you had to have these conversations. You had to have them early in the process with clients and often throughout the process, and to really talk to your clients and ask your clients about their thoughts about working with you throughout the life cycle of a project.
Mm-hmm.
And I never really thought about it that way before. I thought I was doing customer value conversations before I got into the class.
Mm-hmm.
Because at the end of each project, after I launched the website or presented the final logo file packet or put the job on press to be printed, I would call up the client or send them a little email that said, so on a scale of 1 to 5, how did you like working with me? And was it a good project? And are you happy? And what could I have done better? And, you know, I had this little survey that I was doing and I thought, well, I'm already doing a really good job because I'm already asking these questions and I'm getting little, you know, written testimonials and I'm sticking them on my website and I'm already there, so, you know, it's always good to learn from other people who are experts, so I'll take the class, but I kind of feel like I'm already doing it. And what this class showed me was that I really wasn't doing it. I was sort of asking some questions, but I was asking them way too late after all the cool stuff that happened during the process had already been forgotten. I also wasn't really listening to my customers because I wasn't having a conversation and asking them more in-depth questions about their comments. So I would send them this little form and they would rate me and they would mail it back. And I would not open it for 3 weeks because I was afraid. And then when I did open it, I would just skim it and go, phew, okay, good. They didn't hate me. And that's really different than getting somebody on the phone and asking them a few questions about how they see the process, both good and bad.
Right.
And even just the recording thing, I finally took your advice and went down to Radio Shack, got the thing, and made my husband plug it in, and I actually recorded my first teleconference yesterday.
And how do you feel?
I feel pretty good. I don't necessarily like listening to it because I don't like listening to myself yet.
Nobody does.
But I plugged it all in, and when it was time for the teleconference, my husband wasn't even home, and it was really not that hard. Now that I actually have that set up, there's this whole world of, you know, okay, so when I'm having a first, not even a client value conversation, but when I'm having a first strategic discussion with a client on the phone, I can just hit the little record button instead of sitting there and trying to type notes or write notes and be strategic and be animated in a conversation and really interact with them.
It may be part of the reason you weren't really able to listen before, because your concentration goes to writing what they said and then thinking of a solution and then trying to catch back up with what they're saying. That happens to me all the time.
Exactly. I would get out of these calls and, you know, hang up the phone and go, what just happened?
Right.
I know something good did and the client's really happy, but I feel like I have to call them back and say, what did I just say?
There you go.
Help me figure it out again. And now I can just, you know, hey, do you mind if I record this so that we can have a better conversation and
right.
I'm not distracted by taking notes? When I came into your class, I was, you know, dead set on being a consultant and doing logos and drawing stuff forever and ever. But over the last couple of years of my business, I've been gradually falling out of love with the drawing aspect of it. And, you know, I can certainly do it. I like to do it, but it's a lot of work.
Mm-hmm.
And so I've been wanting to move towards leverage, but I just didn't see how, because you can't hold a teleconference and say, all right, business owners, design your own logo. This is how you're going to do it.
Right.
Draw a circle and then draw a triangle
right.
and then put your business name. And this is how you choose a font and go.
Right.
But now that I have this strategy piece,
right.
I can see leveraging that. I can see training people in that and taking groups of people through strategy together.
Right.
And really having something that I can go on more vacations and do on a phone line somewhere and, you know, then after that walk out to the beach. And,
right.
You know, have more of the life that I want to have.